And this week's report from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class at the Roosevelt Elementary School comes to us via email, and I'll read it. Elijah was going to be the reporter for Mr. Holmes' class, but forgot to send in his recording. So this is what they had. For sure, we saw our last hummingbird on September 17th. We went to the school forest last Friday, and it was very buggy, and the mosquitoes were very bitey, but we had a good time anyway looking for geocaches. Dane found soft, round mushroom of the kind that looked like and very much felt like a stress ball. What would fifth graders know about a stress ball? I'm sure one of his parents must have one. Hannah reported that the red pine needles have fallen to the ground at her home. The needles surround the trees in an orange carpet so thick she can't even see the grass. My class stopped by Monkey Island at Olcott Park last week. There aren't any monkeys there anymore, but the flower garden that took its place is filled with tall marigolds. We saw monarch butterflies on the blossoms. Isaac reports seeing ravens picking at his grandma's compost pile, and one morning last week during math class, he looked out the window and saw five crows fly past. There are still flickers in our yards, but not as many as a few weeks ago. We found a soggy dead one at the school forest and stopped to look at the yellow on its tail feathers. Simon watched through his kitchen window as a gray fox that was looking under the bird feeder for something to eat climbed a tree. Fred says there are plenty of blue jays around his house. They hog the bird feeder and make a loud racket in the nearby trees. They are bright blue, so it's easy to see them against the yellow leaves. Black ash leaves in the school forest have fallen. The green ash leaves by the school gym are all yellow, and the silver maple leaves on the trees across the street are about half yellow. Emma spotted a huge spider web as big as a countertop in her backyard and watched it until the wind came up and blew it apart. Mackenzie reports that the falling leaves from the maple trees are beautiful. It's just too bad that all these colored leaves will soon become just plain old brown, boring compost. That is our report for this week. Thank you and goodbye.